Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got a question of the day. Once again, the police chase conversation is back up in the front. The mayor has said he signed with the police chief. They don't want no changes to the policy. But the common council could still make some adjustments to these chasing, probably kind of giving a criteria on when and when not to chase. It's been an issue. There's a lot of people on both sides. But what do you think? 833-212-1017. Take the poll in the chat. We got Eddie on the lines. How you doing, Eddie?
All right. My opinion is that they should use discretion. I don't think every situation creates a high-speed chase. Now, if you got a person that's running from a situation, maybe a felon, armed felon, or a person that took someone's car at gunpoint, or something that's at a level where they are danger to society. Yeah, he is joyriding. That might be a situation, a different situation, or a situation where maybe the car isn't stolen. The license plates match up. Mm-hmm. Some people stupid enough to run in and they gave the police the ID and whatever. In situations that they could, if it'd be safer to not chase, then rather chase, I think they should be able to make that decision, not only for them, but for their safety as well. Summertime coming out, you got a lot of kids outside, you got a lot of activity on the streets. You know, is it worth chasing somebody at 100 miles an hour, 120 miles an hour, where even the police can get killed,
right,
in a situation like that, you know? So, and you know, but I do agree with, if they say no chases, then you're just going, I mean, even now you got people that are taught the police to chase them, do things. So if you got it where there's no chasing, then things will really get out of control, and you got some people that take advantage of that. So
right.
It's a tough decision, but and some of these streets are narrow, the speed bumps, you know, it's all kinds of reasons, but my opinion is that, yeah, I'd rather see them use discretion rather than not do a chase at all.
Mm.
At least you got a person. And as far as your radio station, I believe right now the owners or however is being controlled, they putting their sensors out of where and what direction they want to go in. Or whatever. I got a feeling for that because you really don't have black radio besides you and WNOV.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, they got WISN, they got 620, they got all these other stations. So the only thing I could think is that they want to control the media in our community.
Mm.
So they can keep us under control or less educated,
put it in
less
the box.
Informed. So, yeah, you know. That, I think it's a continuation. You know, I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican. You still got people that's shiesty on both sides, people that don't like black people,
right,
no matter what. And those people, all to me, are in the same bed anyway because they got money, and any rules they make it's either going to affect them or not affect them. So it's just like a big soap opera, continuous soap opera. But right now, I think the new ownership is trying to see who they can scare, who's going to be the yes man, and again, control what goes on in our community without us being educated. So time will tell, but that's how they do. Those corporate people, they sit up and they listen, and then they'll figure out what direction they want to go in. Because if they get rid of you or Sherwin or Dr. King or Homer Blow and all, who can replace y'all? I mean, who really have a voice like you do? We got our own language in the inner city.
Right.
So who would they get? And if they're concerned about ratings and stuff, I don't think they're going to get them, because I'm not going to listen to some of the stuff that I hear on WTMJ. Are they going to hire Mark Belling or somebody to come in? You know, hey, so time will tell, but I think that's what they're doing. They'd be listening to see what that direction they want to take y'all in.
Hey, like I said, you know, I think that many times change is inevitable. And like I said, I set my platforms up for the community to get resolved regardless of what the outlet is. I see it all the same. I see it all as the same. It's a weapon to make sure that we can make change. It's like another thing in the utility belt to use, whether it's radio, social media, Instagram, TikTok, I don't care. Like, it's just getting the word out, because for a long time, they shaped our narratives and gave it to us and fed it to us. And I think when the truth came, and that's why, you know, when I was in my first interview, I was like, okay, I deal with the community straight up, so I don't know if y'all want that on the air, because they weren't even giving me no love in the black media before that. You know, I had to create social media to really deal with the problems in the community, because all of it wasn't going into the black media. They was picking and choosing, and it was a lot. It was establishment ran. I'm going to just be 100%. You know, you couldn't go outside that box. So I broke the box. I'd never been in the box. I never had no, I wouldn't even go nowhere if I thought it was going to be a box. I'm responsible enough to really, you know, handle my community the way I've been handling it. And how you going to tell me how to handle my community and you don't even handle? They not even calling you. They calling me. So I do it every day. So I wanted to make sure that brand of community was able to hit the airwaves. So that's what I did, you know, and it's going to continue to happen regardless of what takes place. Trust me, it's greater things coming. Don't think that, okay, this is the be all end all. It's other stuff. You know, if that's not the case, if whatever don't happen, it's never going to stop. The movement going to continue. It doesn't even, this whatever's going on is either a plus or not. You know, it's either could be beneficial or it's never going to be detrimental to me. Understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation? Like, it ain't never been that. I ain't never put myself in that kind of pot. It may take a different shape, but it's still going to be as powerful or even more powerful, because I don't see it slowing down no time soon. We got Brother Love on the lines. How you doing, Brother Love?
Hey, how you doing, Tory, man?
Blessings, Brother Love. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good, man. Tory, so you said the black media, is that LGBTQ? Is that the people?
What's going on with
I'm
that?
Confused.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't say anything about LGBTQ, so.
No, you know. Okay. I ain't gonna say you said that. So I just wanted to say, Tory, about the police search. I think that the police, honestly, I think they shouldn't, because I know a lady that the police is chasing a drug dealer. And and the police, her son was driving, and the guy that they was chasing just ran into her son and killed him. She felt so bad for him. Mm. And that hurt me too. So I think they should send assist on chasing.
Okay. And a lot of people feel that way, Brother Love. A lot of people feel like, you know, was it necessary to, you know, is all of the chases necessary. They say, what, 900 chases, what, an average a year? You know what I mean? Is what some of them could have been handled differently, could have spared a lot of lives in a lot of those chases? I don't know. You know, this is why you got to make sure that the leadership is tapped in to what the people want. Now, I didn't have people call in and say that they want the chasing. They want that. They want that roller coaster going on in the neighborhood. Then I got some people to say, hey, look, was it all necessary? Is every chase necessary? You know, and this is reasonable. And it's a great question. And I think that the new adjustments is saying just that. Is every chase life and death? You know, and it ain't nothing wrong with it. And if they can make an adjustment on the level of chasing, that can't be a bad thing. Because they're not saying don't chase. They're saying that do you chase everybody? Putting a lot more people at risk. And well, we got the poll in the chat, to chase or not to chase. Where we at with the poll, Andrew? What they saying so far?
54% do say do not chase, Tory.
54% is saying do not chase. 54% of the chat that then chimed in to the poll saying, don't you have to chase everything. That's like y'all women say, you ain't got to chase every skirt. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Because we don't rock with them.
It's either us or them.
Cause we don't rock them.
It's either us or them.
Cause we don't mess with them.
It's either us or them.
Cause we don't mess with them. It's either us or them. Cause we don't mess with them. It's either us or them. Cause we don't rock with them. It's either us or them. Cause we don't.
From the block where the sirens don't sleep. Late night prayers, mama crying in the street. Young boys lost, trying to find what to be. Had to stand tall, put the weight on me. Seen it up close, I ain't speaking from far. Every scar got a story, every wound got a mark. Turned pain into purpose, turned dark into spark. Now I'm lighting the way, yeah, I'm playing my part. They was counting me out, had to prove I belong. Now my voice in the streets and it carrying strong. Every step that I take, yeah, I'm righting the wrong. From the struggle to the stage, now I'm singing my song.
If it's us or them, I'ma stand on my side.
Never switch, never fold.
I got too much pride.
For the people, for the city.
Yeah, I ride how I ride.
Put my heart in the work.
I got nothing to hide.
101, 7 and Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. I guess it's good news for the food service workers. We got some good news for the food service workers. They're saying that Evers, they may allow the tips. The whole thing that you keep the tips, no tax on the tips. And overtime. I thought he voted against this, an earlier proposal that was supposed to give people the no tax on tips and the overtime and stuff like that. I guess he had a change of heart. If you watch this, we broadcast live. We got some video. Let's listen.
Every dime count. We're always living check to check, so we need every penny. Like
Alante Mayon Denson manages Goodland Greens inside the market. I told them that Governor Evers announced a proposal Monday that would eliminate state taxes on both cash tips and overtime.
We are already struggling in my community, so like not having to pay extra for taxes, like it would help out a lot.
He says the service industry is full of
hard workers. They go through a lot and still get up every day and work hard.
Alante tells me that he feels the pain when paying state taxes on overtime.
If we work in overtime, that's because we need it, so that's more reason why they should help us with giving us no taxes on our overtime and tips.
The plan introduced by Governor Evers would simply mirror the federal tax law, which was part of the Big Beautiful Bill, which was signed into law last July.
The federal return this year for me was really, really good. I worked almost the entire year as a tipped employee, so I got the biggest return I've gotten so far.
Gareth Piper has worked in the service industry for his entire career. He says the relief on state taxes would be appreciated.
If I got that on my state return as well, that would be hugely beneficial for me.
According to the governor, eliminating state income tax on overtime will save families across the state $328 million over the next 2 years. However, lawmakers still have the final say.
We need extra money already. The price of living is already high. So, like, I think that'll be great for us.
All right. Well, I think it'll be a great idea. I thought it was a great idea when I first heard it. You know, like I said, politics get involved. But for whatever reason, it's coming back around. Barbara says in the chat says because there won't be any overtime. It won't be any overtime to give if when they make this come to fruition, they ain't gonna have no overtime. No, what I'm saying is I might become a bartender, you know, if, you know, no tax on tips. You can get all the tips, it's all you know, taxes on overtime. Hey, that might be a good side hustle.
We were debating today, Tori, how much do you tip your barista at, like, a Starbucks or a coffee house?
Not that much. I and most of the time, if I'm buying a drink for $15, I'm not leaving. That was already. That's the tip in the price. Now, if you sit down to eat, I'm talking about, like, a bartender, somebody that's waiting tables. I tip those people, you know. But I never understood tipping the person that you just bought a drink for $15 and they want a tip. Or, you know, is no service. I don't do well when you gotta stand there and order the food and then you get it and you leave.
Fast food?
Yeah, I'm not tipping like that. You is not getting no tip just because I came to a restaurant to buy a meal. No. I'm talking about good old fashioned sitting down, eating someplace or being served, you know, like a bartender or something like that. Usually that's a tip. You know, maybe in my mind, that's when you get a tip. The pizza guy. But now with the high prices of delivery, that's the tip right there. That when, you know, when they increased the price, they took the tip. Who actually reports all their tips? This is what Sir Chance is saying. Who actually is reporting all the tips? I don't think they was really reporting all the tips in the first place. Especially at the gentlemen's club. I know they weren't reporting all them ones on the ground at the gentlemen's club. I got somebody, they said that 7285 says, you have work haters, just like your son says. A lot of people don't want to say it, but they hate low. Yeah, I mean, that comes with success. If you ain't getting, you know, if nobody don't hate you, you not being successful. You know what I mean? They haters, you know, when you do something right, the haters come. Long as you struggling, you don't get no haters. You know, but when you doing it right, that's what comes along with it. So God bless. God bless everybody. I made a decision a long time ago. I stay focused on the prize and the outcomes and the results. That's what I think about. I use all my energy to get outcomes and results for those that try to help, you know, try to, you know, ask me for help or try to strategize for that. I don't waste my energy like that. I don't have time to be paying attention to a lot of things. And I wouldn't even talk. Half of this conversation wouldn't have happened today if y'all wouldn't have been in the chat coming at me after I took a day off to heal myself. I came back to, you know, people in the chat asking me questions.
No days off.
And no days off. But I understand it. And I was more than happy to talk to Truth Nation. Because like I said, we've been talking for 5 years.
And it ain't gonna, you know, we've been going back and forth no matter what the conversation has been. So I'm excited. To tell you the truth, I'm excited. You know, I think a lot of people, they think, okay, if change comes, okay, it may be bad. No, you know, you control the change. Like, I'm good. Trust me. When I tell y'all I'm good, if I was bad, I'll tell y'all. You know, I mean, I probably wouldn't complain. I would never complain, but I'd be like, oh, this might be going left a little bit. I said what I said about it and take it for what it is. And I'm looking forward to the next 10 years of my life. It's going to be powerful. Trust me. Trust me when I tell you. I smile when I think about the next 10 years of my life because I understand dynamics. I didn't live like 5-6 lives already. What's another one? You know, what's another change? You know how many changes we go through in life? Please. I didn't went through so many different changes in life. I welcome it because every time you got to take that next step. It's that next stage. It's that next chapter.
Life is a toll booth. Got a lot of change.
Yeah. And so it's powerful when you understand that and you ready for it. And I've been ready. I always be prepared so you don't have to get prepared. I've been prepared for a long time. Like, we outside. We ready. You know, and this is how I help the community. I have to stay ahead of it so I can give everybody the right angles to take. So I live a life like that. So it's nothing to me. We just going through the process, and I wish everybody under the sound of my voice the best, even this summer, as we get out here and tackle all of the different issues that we got to tackle. I mean, we together. We the village. And we the ones that's going to make the change. I told you, 2026, it's time to repair the village. I didn't say pack your bags. I didn't say pack your bags and jump on the plane. We ain't leaving the village. We're going to stay here and deal with it. And then when it's all said and done, you're going to have the naysayers. You're going to have people saying negative things about why you're doing this and why you're doing that. But like I said, you got to live the purpose inside you. You got to live your purpose out that's inside you. And sometimes people will speak against that purpose. Some people will cause doubt. Even family members, even your close friends, even people you know will say, you can't do that. I remember when I first decided to walk from Milwaukee to Chicago, somebody I was close to, I ain't going to say their name. They was like, you're going to die. You know, if you try to walk from Milwaukee to Chicago. And I done did it seven times. I stopped at seven because I'm a numbers person. So I stopped at seven because if I go past seven, then I got to go to the next number, to next complete number, and I ain't finna do that. So seven was good, and I was done with it. Then we added that walk from Milwaukee to Washington, D.C., and I'm telling you, my feet told me if I ever try to walk past the Milwaukee border that they was going to give out on me. They tired of walking that far. They is not walking. My feet is not going that far no more unless I'm driving. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Front lines, King Tory Lowe.
I see the pain in my city, I can't close my eyes. Too many mothers still crying from the homicide. They say be strong, but they don't feel it deep inside. So I speak for the ones who ain't got a voice to cry. Oh, I've been walking through the fire trying to make it right. Praying God keep me covered every single night. Oh, if I fall, just remember what I sacrificed. I was fighting for my people, trying to bring the light.
Yeah, yeah. Born on the north side, Fifth Street.
Every child deserves a school that sees their brilliance. At Milwaukee College Prep, they believe in high expectations, strong character, and academic excellence. Starting as early as age three, MCP scholars continue to outperform their peers across Milwaukee. And the best part, MCP is tuition free. If you're looking for a school that partners with you, challenges your child, and prepares them for college and beyond, Milwaukee College Prep is the place. Visit MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com to learn more. That's MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. Also, still think you're going to use those old chemicals sitting under the sink and in the garage or down in the basement? Probably not. So don't let them sit there. Get rid of them right away. Take hazardous waste to MMSD's home hazard drop-off centers. It's safe, it's easy, and it's open to all Milwaukee County residents. Plus, there are three locations open year-round. For hours, locations, and a full list of what you can bring, check out MMSD.com. Let's clean up Milwaukee. Hey, salute to MMSD. Three locations. Hey, get rid of that stuff that's lingering, that hazardous waste material in the basement, that's in the garage. Three locations at MMSD. Let's help clean the city. Let's continue to clean. Also, we got the Clean Your Hood Challenge. I think Minister Kevin sent me a bag of trash that him and his grandson took up off the community. Recently, Miracle Minister Kevin sent me. I'm challenging the community this summer. If you out there, get 1 gallon, 1 bag of trash off the community. Just go out there, get one back, and then tag me in it. Tag me on social media. Tag me on Facebook. Partner with me on Instagram to collab a story or something. I want to make sure that I want to see how many gallons of trash we can get off the community with the Clean Your Hood Challenge. So every gallon bag of trash is 1 gallon. So if you get 1 gallon bag of trash off the community, we're trying to keep a tally right now. And I think 3 people then sent in the Clean Your Hood Challenge. So I think we got 3 bags full. So that's kind of 3 gallons, I guess, 3 full trash bags. So let's see how many gallons we can get off the neighborhood, the Clean Your Hood Challenge. Tag me on social media. You can send it here. I mean, 833-212-1017 with the talk to text. Let's see how many gallons we can get off the neighborhood this summer. Also, I want to talk about this story before we get out of here. A Lincoln Park neighborhood resident, they voiced frustration over a year-old pothole on 22nd Street. From the Lincoln Park neighborhood, residents is mad because this pothole been around for a whole year on 22nd Street. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got the complaint. Let's listen.
Looking up 22nd Street coming up on Villard, it's hard to miss. At least drivers hope it is, with a traffic barricade plopped in the middle.
Cars going opposite way, we have to swerve, potentially hitting each other, hitting like the sidewalk or other cars that's parked.
The gaping hole outside where Jakari Fears parks his car drops off close to a foot along the 5-foot gash. A makeshift asphalt repair no longer cutting it.
Well, this would be bad enough if this just popped up and they put the barricade here, but neighbors in this area say it's been like this for months, maybe even a year. What would you expect the city to do when they come out here?
Fix it like normal.
That's
like
a crater.
Any other surrounding areas like Brookfield, you'll never see roads like that, like this bad, but only in the inner city of Milwaukee.
What do you think about that being that hole in the middle of the street this long?
I think it's disgusting. They could do better, but they say is just call somebody and let them know. I'm like, we can call people, they don't still don't want
to
come.
They're extremely fed up, man, with potholes and the damages too that we put on our vehicles just to navigate to earn a living.
Residents can file a claim against the city, but have to document the damage to their vehicle and prove the city was negligent. Lyft driver Dwayne Mack says he's been dodging this hazard for months.
It's horrible. Why would this still be acceptable that when people are trying to get to work travel and we have to accept something like this?
Wow, that is a crater. That is a crater in the middle of the street. That it comes to a certain point where this ain't even a pothole no more. This is a hazard to the community. They should have a caution tape around this hole in the street that they calling a pothole. This actually got, you can look under there and see if there's tunnels under the street. This is a crack in the street. And it's been there for a year? I'm trying to tell y'all, and this in the middle of the hood, wow. Like, they don't care. That's proof. Then they put like a construction sign over it and had it there for a year. And people, you know how they say somebody called in and say, hey, if they call in and they'll come and fix it. Well, you can't put asphalt in that.
No, you need a full asphalt truck.
That pothole right there can take out a semi truck.
That little lady falls in there, she's not getting out, Tori.
Ain't nobody. Look, let me tell you something. If you want to build, you know, an underground bunker, start with that pothole right there. Y'all want to store some food in just in case, you know, a nuclear bomb, that's where you hide. In that pothole right there. And you can see under the street. You look hard enough, you might see Donatello up on it.
Tori, I saw them mutant Ninja Turtles in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I see Master Splinter down there. This is how bad the pothole is in the city of Milwaukee. This is a shame. This is embarrassing. It's a shame. And y'all always talking about these people finna do this and finna do that. Y'all jump behind these folks. That pothole right there is enough for me to call a timeout. That's enough for me to call a timeout. Wait a minute. You telling me they letting this crater been around for a year and they've been filing? And they've been filing complaints and it never got fixed? This would never happen in the outskirts of no other community, but only in the city of Milwaukee. That's crazy. Felix in the chat says, TMNT coming soon. What's TMNT?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, wow. I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you, a rat might jump out and get you. It's a craft. That's a whole crater. Okay, well, hey, look, I had told y'all to send in the biggest pothole in the city. Y'all can forget about it. Because what's over on 22nd Street, I don't think it's nothing worse than that one. That's the worst. You can look down under the city in that. Some of y'all might see y'all kid folks burning in hell. You can look through there and see what's going on in the pit of hell. What's under there? It's you can see under the street.
You're wrong for that one.
That's bad. What's that clown? It.
Pennywise.
What Pennywise looking through under the street? Man, that's crazy. You might see Pennywise looking back at you. Wow. That's crazy. I can't believe this. I can't believe that they allowed this to happen for over a year. And grandma on TV, grandma don't get on TV unless it's real bad. You know when grandma get on the TV and you hear her voice, I can't believe this, baby. I can't believe this. They didn't let this happen to the community. That's so terrible. That's terrible. I bet you after we didn't talk about, put the pothole back up there. Like, go back a little bit and put the, you know when grandma on the news, you know grandma like, oh, them folk didn't let the pothole and get like, then got like that. I can't believe this. Oh, my God. Look at this. Look at this crater. It got, you can see under there. You can see. Wow. Might become a massive sinkhole from enough rain pouring down. Well, that's the best thing about the pothole. Some of the flood water could go, it kind of go down in there. You know that's bad. Hey, look, Truth Nation, The contest over. I told y'all to send me in pothole pictures. This look like a portal opening up in the middle of the street. Like from a third to from the fifth dimension. Hey, look at grandma. Stop it right there on grandma. Look at grandma. You know when grandma on the news, it's bad. That's terrible. All right, let me run the break for my blood pressure start rising up. Got grandma on the news. That pothole in the middle of the street been there a whole year. I can't believe it. Lord Jesus, I've been praying somebody get that pothole up out the street. I've been praying, Mary Cavalier and Justin. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have to get a recap going. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe Show. We got the recap, Andrew. What's going on? What happened? Recap the show today.
All right. Well, Tory, we started off with Miracle Kevin, Miracle Mr. Kevin, asking you about your food poisoning to start the show.
Yeah. It sucked. It sucked. What else? Hey, I'm feeling good. I don't want to. That is something that I do not want to revisit.
We talked about how society needs the bad parents. They need to figure it out because they make society worse by the bad parents. And we kind of hinted to a story about the fireball whiskey with the parents.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you give your kid some whiskey to try to put them to sleep? I know I heard people do that. They used to put the whiskey. Maybe their parents did that to them.
Well, I know we did this a couple weeks ago where we talked about like the bad parenting. I think it was in Louisiana that it was like a punishment that the parents made the kid drink like half a bottle of whiskey as a punishment. And I thought about this story immediately because I said
the four-year-old.
Yeah, I thought about this story immediately. Now this family feels more of like, hey, we were trying to put the baby down to go to sleep, but still not right.
All right. Well, what I'm saying is maybe this is something that happened to them.
Yeah,
I would love to hear did they parents. Put whiskey in a bottle for them to go. I mean, could be because, you know, we don't know. A lot of people practice ideas that's passed down through the family because where else you would get that idea? I don't look at a bottle and be like, hey, let me throw some whiskey in it and feed it to the baby.
Give him some Jameson, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. That's not what I see when I see a baby bottle and a baby. Why don't you rock the baby to sleep? I mean, why don't you do the old-fashioned way and get up and put the baby in your arms and walk around and sing to the baby or, you know, find other ways than to put alcohol in the bottle. I mean, I would love to see if this was something that was in their family that happened to them.
Yeah. Well, maybe. All right. Then we talked about the pop culture report. And Azir joined us to talk about squashing the beef between Kevin Hart and Cat Williams' story.
Powerful.
Huge.
Powerful. That's actually a good thing. Like I said, a lot of y'all holding grudges. Y'all been holding grudges for years. That probably felt relief to get that weight off the shoulders, you know, to just kind of, you know, squash that beef, that long, with a couple decade beef.
Yeah, almost a decade-long beat. 2014 is when it started. I was thinking about the studio executives in Hollywood, Tori, that now can come up with the sequel to Dumb and Dumber, which would be Short and Shorter.
Mm, well,
Cat Williams and
I don't
Kevin
know,
Hart.
But whatever they do, I'm watching it. It's going to be blockbuster.
And then we talked a little NBA. Nazir was not happy about Wimby not getting thrown out of the game or not getting suspended more. He's playing tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves, 2-2 series.
And like I said, the NBA don't want to say that they did something to cause Minnesota to get an advantage. And Wimby needs to watch his behavior moving forward because I don't believe he's going to get the same treatment that he just got. I think that this was his first offense. And a lot of times on your first offense, people get a slap on the wrist.
Oh, yeah.
But in the NBA, he was the clean image that they were going to try to, you know, hopefully make as the face of the NBA because a lot of these young players, they trapped up. They got a lot of issues going on. Wimby was clean cut. So maybe this was just a one time. They told him not to do it again. He went and talked to David Robinson and Tim Duncan. They told him to calm down. And life goes on.
Yeah, he was on the tarmac today talking to Popovich, so could be something there. Mm-hmm. Also, I do want to mention that you said you were not a fan of the Chris Brown album.
Right.
Neither was Pitchfork, the reviewing website that does like music reviews. Mm-hmm. What do you think they gave Chris Brown's album Brown?
3. They got to give it 3.
Lower than that.
What?
1.3.
What?
Out of 10.
Well, yeah, I believe that this was a bunch of songs in his files that he was trying to get rid of. And he just threw a couple fresh songs on top of that, put out a project.
Well, luckily, he cleaned off his desktop now, I guess, Tori. Now he can start fresh. The next album will be better. Thanks. We got rid of all the other songs.
I mean, you know, sometimes every song don't make the cut.
Yeah.
Not that it wasn't a good song. It was just that it wasn't the song out of the batch, the best song out of the batch.
Think about our mixtape. We got 11 songs coming up, yeah.
Right. So I had to try to pick the ones that fit the frequency of what this batch is. And I think the next batch, I got 3 volumes. But this first one, it was just all the songs went together. You got to be careful when you put out a project.
Oh, yeah. I totally get it. A lot of people have reached out. If you want to reach out for the mixtape, make sure you either text us your email address or jump into the YouTube chat and send us our email address. All right.
Right.
We talked about a mall security officer, Tori, who had a little bit of an accident with the pepper spray. Accidentally caught his coworker.
Roscoe Pico Train.
I can't even think about a comp for radio. Like, what would the comp for that be?
What? If you
accidentally pepper spray a coworker?
I mean, you get to go to the doctor, you get to have some days off to recover. And it probably don't even come out your regular off days.
I'm just thinking, I make a lot of mistakes at work. Obviously, nobody's perfect, Tori. I cannot imagine making a mistake so big that I accidentally pepper sprayed somebody.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If I'm a security guard at the mall and a fight breaking out, you got to have your eyes closed you got one job. And that's to spray the spray in the eyes of the people that you're trying to apprehend. And if you mess that up, you might as well turn in the badge. You might as well turn in your security guard badge.
And finally, Tori, how large was that last crater, would you say?
Oh, that was a vortex. You fall in that, your whole car might go in there, might not come out.
Might see the ancestors.
Hey, look, you might, you know, some of y'all cars ain't missing. It fell in that pothole. Hey, look, well, another powerful show. Salute to everybody that listened in today. Salute to everybody that joined us in the chat. Another powerful chat. I appreciate everybody that chimed in on the Talk to Text, that called in and added to the show today. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Hey, look, I'll say this. The one thing I want to say is, look, change is going to come. But they say change is going to come. Change is here. For 101.7 The Truth. What that looks like moving forward, hey, your guess is as good as mine, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to make sure that I stay what I've always been doing, how I've been doing it as an advocate. And if that has to move in another space, let it move. It's going to be powerful. No matter what happens, it's going to be powerful, Truth Nation. Hey, look, keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go and look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you, Dr. Ken Harris, up next.